its desirable ideas and thoughts. But for some of us as believers, especially for believers that have grown older in the Lord, they understand that this world is fading away, that its spiritual significance is not near as important as it was when they were younger. We have already pointed out to you that the scripture basically makes it clear that this world is doomed. This world is passing away according to the Bible. And so when we really understand this, it doesn't make much sense for us as believers to love the world. God said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." For us as believers to remain attached to the world wouldn't make any sense because, as we have been pointing out to you, the world is temporary. God has brought us out of the world and placed us into His kingdom, and that lasts forever. Today, we don't have to go out into the world to make contact with it. Today, because of the world that you and I live in, it's like the world is coming right into our lives. It makes contact with us, whether we try to avoid it or not. Because of this, believers have to always be on their guard, ever doing their best to prevent the world from penetrating into their lives. As God has said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We all live and function in this world. It's one thing for me to have to live in it and function in it, but it's another thing for the world to control my life. And that's what I, as a believer, have to be very careful of. Today, the world is coming into our lives. It comes into our lives, young people, through movies, through our television sets, through the video games, through the music that is being presented to us, all the ads and all of the books that come into our lives, that even if we try to avoid, we seemingly cannot avoid. And even if we have television set and we watch all the good things, we've noticed over a period of time that when it comes to the advertising, bad things come into our homes that we do not desire or like or approve of. We have tried to express to you that the enemy is building his world. The world is Satan's masterpiece. The world is Satan's masterpiece, and young people, he is using everything in this world to overwhelm us, to control us, to penetrate into our lives in order to lead us from God and to lead us into his temporary world. All believers should know and understand these things, and basically I think we do, but to lesser or greater degree, it all still has some kind of impact in our lives. We must be careful. Practically the only Bible verse I'm actually using this morning, because it's one that I've not used before, is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. And this is what it speaks of, kids, that we should not be condemned with the world. You'll see that in 1 Corinthians 11:32. The world is condemned The world is passing away. And we might ask, well, why shouldn't I be attached to the world? Why should I come out of the world? Then the answer simply is, the world is condemned. So I don't want to be a part of something that is condemned. Now let me share something biblically with you that many of you who have come through this ministry and been baptized by me understand. When we are saved out of the world, one of the things that we do, we are baptized. And there may be a lot of spiritual reasons why we're baptized, but one of the things that we express when we are baptized is this. We declare that we are no longer a part of this world. Those believers who have come to know Christ and received Him and then are baptized are declaring to anyone who sees, to anyone who understands, I am no longer a part of this world. That's what separates us from this world. Do you know that there are some countries where they might even tolerate you saying you're a Christian? And the animosity and the anger and the devastation does not come to you until, guess what? You publicly go through baptism. Because baptism is what declares, it's no longer I, but Christ that liveth in me. Today, the world and Satan's use of the world is penetrating the church like never before, driving men into worldliness, rather into godliness. Men in positions of spiritual leadership are being deceived by the enemy. And sometimes it is among men that we would not expect it to be among. Men who are being deceived by the enemy into accepting New Age ideas, accepting mysticism as a part of growing spiritually. Men who are opening themselves up as well as to those they minister to, unto evil forces and spiritual things and dimensions that are wrong. The world teaches today that it's all about what you experience. Something, therefore, many are seeking. Many you will find are searching for an experience, and this goes even within the church. If only I could experience something that would overwhelm me. I want to share with you, because I think this is very important. If you're just seeking an experience, the enemy will make sure you have an experience. What we need is always the solid doctrine of God's word that stands firm and solidly supreme generation after generation. We cannot allow experience to so move and penetrate in a church experience that it squeezes out God's word. In times past, the church rejected the world's ways. For years, as a child growing up in the church had its view, it had its thoughts, it had its doctrine, it had its ideas. The church rejected the world's ways. Now, however, the church actually accepts and uses the world's ways to present the gospel. This is not pleasing to God. Many churches are accepting worldly programs. They have worldly counseling sessions within their ministry. They have positive mental input rather than the use of God's word. The church has allowed many wrong things to penetrate it, and they accept it. They even utilize it and promote it. Today, the use of buildings, the use of music, the use of entertainment, the use of making everyone feel comfortable when they come into church is everywhere. Beauty and attractiveness and making people feel comfortable and accepted without giving people the responsibility that they need to ask for forgiveness and cleansing of their sins. We take the world's music and we bring it into the church so the world will be comfortable when they gather together in church. That's not of God. That is allowing the penetration of worldliness to enter into the church. And it's happening everywhere today. As I think of my life, I must declare that I, just like you, can easily be a part of the world system that we've been talking about, that I can be more of a part of it than I would like to ever admit. And probably the same would be true for you. God must so work in my life and in your life that I become sensitive to whatever it is the enemy is using to penetrate worldliness into my life. Now, listen to me carefully with this next statement, because I'm not sure that any of us can fully understand this or appreciate what I'm going to say. Satan and his evil forces are always behind everything in this world. We need to see it. We need to understand it. We need to be aware of it. We have a tendency to see certain things as being okay. Certain things are tolerable in my life, while other certain things are not. What I want us to realize is that Satan, who is building a world, can be behind everything. Everything can be touched by and used by Satan in our lives to draw us from God. They themselves can look okay. They can seem fine. They can seem productive and fruitful, but Satan can still use them against us. Only what is a part of the kingdom of God is safe and solid and secure. Now, when I say all of this, what are some of the things that I'm applying to this message? What do I mean? We may not readily accept this, but the enemy, as we have seen in these lessons, is building a world. And guess what? He's using science. He's using technology. He uses medical things. He uses educational things. He uses sporting things. Everything that he can utilize in this world to draw me from God, he uses. Some things may be readily having the appearance of being just fine. They look good, they look okay, but behind them can be a working of the enemy. And that's what we have to see. That's what we have to be aware of. Many of these things started well, but these things are growing. The technology of our world is growing, and the enemy is behind that growth to draw us from God and to increase the possibility of a one world rejection of God that Make no question about it. The technology will drive us from God. Yes, it can be used by God, but concerning this world, it is drawing people from God. Our educational system is not being used to draw men and children to God. It's being used by the enemy to pull them away. And many of the great universities in the whole world used to have their foundation on Christian principles and giving forth the gospel message and the solidness of God's word, and that's all gone. Because as time grows, these things are growing with it that are drawing people into the enemy's world and away from God. We must realize that it's not just evil in the world that can be dangerous in the life of a believer. We must realize this, kids. Even things that seemingly look good in our eyes, that seemingly may look good in the eyes of the church, or even look good in the eyes of other Christians, can slowly, gently be used of the enemy to take us from God unto himself. And they do this without notice. And this is not something that is not going to be growing, because it is going to be growing. No matter what it is, seemingly good or seemingly bad, we must ask ourselves, whatever it is, does this lead me closer to God, or does it lead me further away? And I don't care if it's the educational system. I don't care if it's the technology of today. I don't care if it's our work. I don't care if it's sporting events. If it's not leading me closer to God, it is leading me further away from Him. And I need to see the working of the enemy behind it. And that's what we need to pick up on in this day and age, because this problem is greatly enhancing and greatly increasing like never before. It is not a matter of is this good or is this evil. It is a matter of is this helpful or is this hurtful to my spiritual life. Whatever it is may in itself be fine. It may be good. But here's the question. Is it helping me to grow spiritually? Or is it preventing me from growing spiritually? Is it enhancing my relationship with God? Or is the enemy standing behind this and using it to thwart my spiritual growth? We might say there's nothing wrong with this and be absolutely right. But if it is not drawing me closer to the Lord, if it's not building me up spiritually, if it's not helping my family to grow, the enemy may very well be behind it. No matter what, we must ask this. Is it from the world or is it from God? No matter what it is, no matter how good it looks, no matter how right it looks, we must ask, is this of the world or is this of God? And why is that so important? Goes right back to where this lesson began. Satan is building a world, but God is building a kingdom. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from this ever-present world, the scripture says. But so many believers don't want to be delivered from it. They enjoy the world, and because of it, it is preventing them from genuine Christian growth and service. This is the last statement I want to make. In closing, in these last days, we must be looking for unseen forces and powers behind everything that comes into our lives. I don't want you necessarily to see it as good as bad. What I want you to see is this of God in my life, or is this from the enemy? These are difficult and dangerous days that we are living in. I don't question that we are fast approaching all the end times and all the fulfillment of God's word. And as for me and my house, I want to know the presence of the Lord. I want to be very careful of anything that produces worldliness in me instead of godliness. Shall we pray? Father, I know these statements can be very hard. And without you working in our lives, we really can't even accept them. Some things we see as good and some things we see as bad. The enemy can never get us with bad things because we have that kind of discernment. But the enemy is so able to get us with subtle things, seemingly good in themselves, but things that pull us from you. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you for all that Christ is, and ask that by your presence today, you pull us out of the world and solidly into your kingdom. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.